Harry stayed silent. Snape was trying to provoke him into telling the truth. He wasn't going to do it. Snape had no proof yet. "How extraordinarily like your father you are, Potter," Snape said suddenly, his eyes glinting. "He, too, was exceedingly arrogant. A small amount of talent on the Quidditch pitch made him think he was a cut above the rest of us, too, strutting around the place with his friends and admirers. The resemblance between you is uncanny." "My dad didn't strut," said Harry, before he could stop himself, "and nor do I." "Your father didn't set much store by rules, either," Snape went on, pressing his advantage, his thin face full of malice. "Rules were for lesser mortals, not Quidditch Cup winners. His head was so swollen—" "Shut up!" Harry was suddenly on his feet. Rage, such as he had not felt since his last night in Privet Drive, was thundering through him. He didn't care that Snape's face had gone rigid, the black eyes flashing dangerously. "What did you say to me, Potter?" "I told you to shut up about my dad," Harry yelled. "I know the truth, all right? He saved your life. Dumbledore told me. You wouldn't even be here if it weren't for my dad." Snape's sallow skin had gone the colour of sour milk. "And did the headmaster tell you the circumstances in which your father saved my life?" he whispered. "Or did he consider the details too unpleasant for precious Potter's delicate ears?"